My word, Chrome is. Oh, hello, I'm Kevin Stoneheart. Numerous things to do. I haven't done one of these in a while. Mainly because when I do, I just think, no, I'm not going to upload that. I sound like a tool. I'd like to say a few things to a few people. One to the Chrome developers. What's going on with my keychain? Why do you what? Stop messing around with the keychain. It's browsers always ruin my keychain, or my keychain always ruins browsers. And then it gets to a state where it's like you're on Facebook, and then it like gives you a cookie that lasts a minute, and then it logs you out for no reason, and sometimes it's like 30 seconds, and then you're like, yeah, I'm gonna move browsers. That happened with Safari, that happened with WebKit, the application WebKit, the stripped down version of Safari, basically. That happened with Firefox. It may well happen with Chrome. It happened with Camino, which is Gecko based. Please don't make me go to things like Shearer or OmniWeb. Oh God, please don't let me go there. To the Audioboo developers, hello. Your iPhone app has been updated in the last week or so. It's quite buggy and quite crashy. I don't like it. It's not very nice. And it kind of upload you upload and then it gets to like half uploaded. A file that's, like 4 minutes long, and it's half uploaded, and it's. I'm just going to turn my speakers off so we don't get any GSM. It's half uploaded, and it's taking like 10 minutes to do 2 minutes worth of a 4 minute recording. It's pretty shambolic, and what's going on? If you could give me an explanation, I'd be happy. I'm not asking you to fix it, I'm just wondering why. To remember the milk, thank you for building such a lovely web service. I now have a Fluid application on my Mac Mini that is the mobile version of Remember the Milk at m.rememberthemilk.com. Or you can go to m.rmilk.com or just rmilk.com if you want the proper version. Obviously, people that remember the milk know this, I'm just saying to other people. I've been using it so much these past few days because I've moved rooms. You may notice I'm echoey. That's because I have a massive room. Which used to be my sister's room, but she moved to university last October, so this room's just been the cat's room for a while. So I'm going to try it out for a couple of weeks, and if I like it, I might move in here permanently. But that bed is very creaky and needs to be fixed. And to the Southeast 11 blog, and also to Diamond Geezer, but less so him and more SE11, southeast11.blogspot.com. I'm sorry, man. I never read your posts. They're very long, and I don't really have time to read long blog posts. I'm not asking you to change how you make your blog posts. They're more articles than blog posts, and that's really good. But I've just remembered, I really don't want to read this. I'll get bored reading this, no offense, but I'm very easily bored with text, and I don't want to strain my eyes, and I just want to go to bed, even though it's, 8:30. So I thought, I remember that there's a text to audio file action in Automator. Do you remember Automator? Yeah, so do I. So I've shoved it in Automator, and I've just gone through the posts in a Google Reader that I haven't read, and I'm just about to play that. I'm just gonna lie on my bed and play them all back. So thank you. I'm looking forward to know to know. Yes, I'm looking forward to know what is going on in the Vauxhall area of London. How are the Boris bikes doing? Have they got to your region yet? Are they in your region? Is your region in? No, your region is in Zone 1. Are they just in Zone 1? Is it not kind of in Zone? What is it? What's going on? What do you have any? I've noticed what the problem is that. Where a popular destination will have quite a large rack, and then the one next to it will have a very small rack because it's in an unpopular location. What you should do is build large racks at popular destinations, and then large racks at the ones several hundred meters from a popular destination, because I think you'll find that the rack will be full, and you won't be able to dock. And there was one bit, I think it might have been on your blog, it might have been, no, it's the Real Cycling blog. And there was like one space available a mile and a half away. What? I'm sorry. What? What? Boris is useless.